Oh Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We come to the end of the broadcast week and the end of the day. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play with our listeners. It does require your participation in two ways. First of all, you need to listen to the four soundbites that we're about to play for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And after you have listened, one more part of your participation in the game is to give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of the four to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own. We'd like to know what they are, but you can agree, disagree. You can find it remarkable for any reason. You can want to hear it again or never hear it again. We like to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why, and then where you listen as well. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number. And voters who phone in their vote get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send us a vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or we have left space for you to vote at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. That's facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. We were talking with him recently about Hillary Clinton's statement that abortion is a most difficult decision. Here's her statement and his response.
I support Roe v. Wade because I think it is an important statement about the importance of a woman making this most difficult decision.
To concede that abortion is difficult, and of course what she means by that is morally difficult, then you are in fact conceding this isn't just a clump of cells, this isn't just potential human life, that this isn't an extension of the woman's own body. This is a human being made up of his or her own unique DNA, a human being that is innocent and should not have his or her life taken away from him or her. And so the reason that this is a difficult decision is because, on the one hand, you have a woman who doesn't want to be pregnant, and she can fix the problem, but the only way she can fix the problem is by taking a human life. So that's why it's a difficult decision. If you've conceded this many points from the pro-life movement, then you really ought to go ahead and concede the conclusion as well, which is that if it's wrong, if you're conceding that it's wrong and that you shouldn't want to take the life of an unborn child, then you should also embrace the conclusion, which says it shouldn't be legal to do so.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney. Hillary Clinton calls abortion a difficult decision, and he responds. If you'd like for that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Al Culver. We were talking with him about the acceptance of homosexual marriage by the Norwegian Lutheran Church. Here he is responding to what's sometimes said, gospel freedom in Lutheran theology and the two kingdom division will often lead to the acceptance of homosexual marriage.
Well, when there is antinomianism present or gospel reductionism, even from our own experience with Seminex, that all sorts of mischief arises. I do not believe that is the natural outgrowth or outcome of Lutheranism. I think that's an error that slips in. And this antinomianism or this despising of the law of God does obviously lead to that. And if these Norwegian Lutherans or Swedish Lutherans were actually practicing the doctrine of the two kingdoms, they may not be in the same situation that they are. So I think it's a misnomer to say that they're actually practicing or exercising the doctrine of two kingdoms. They're commingling the kingdoms and allowing the state to influence the church.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Al Culver. Do gospel freedom and the two kingdoms equal acceptance of homosexual marriage? If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, then vote for it. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us your vote via Twitter @issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Greg Scholes. Here he is talking about how the comfort of genuine pastoral care is, in fact, Christ's own words.
He said, "I'm a pastor myself." He's in a different non-Lutheran tradition. And he said, "I will just leave aside the point that I'm not sure that David wrote Psalm 22 or that Jesus prayed that psalm on the cross." But he said, "I do teach pastors that in order really to comfort somebody, when you come to the hospital, you have to comfort them in your own words. The only way," he said, "you can give authentic, genuine, helpful comfort is not to use somebody else's words, but to use your own. I'm concerned about your formalism." And I said back to him, "Well, you know, thanks, but I'm awfully concerned about you, too. I'm really concerned that what you're suggesting is that we should give our own words and our own paraphrase to people when they're suffering in place of Jesus' word." He had mentioned that Luther was abundantly outspoken in saying that the text of the Bible, like Psalm 22, is always ad extra, you know, outside the person. And he said, "That just sounds very cold to me." And I said, "Well, you've missed the point entirely. It is outside us in the sense that it's actually not something we invented or we evolved or came up with. These are straight from God to David, straight from God on the cross." And I said, "My worry is that, you know, you're trying to comfort people with your own well-meant words rather than with the comfort of Christ himself."
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Greg Scholes. The comfort of pastoral care is, in fact, Christ's own words. If you'd like to vote for it, you can give us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote there. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet, @issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is here. It's from Craig Parton. Here is him telling us how evangelicals see Lutherans who imitate evangelicals.
They are appealed to by the Reformation, and they are appealed to by basic Lutheran worship. And let me tell you, if you think you're going to attract them by being evangelical in worship style, they will smell you so fast, they will last about maybe one service and never come back. And you'll be sitting there going, "Why didn't they stay?" Because they smelled that you really wanted to be what they are leaving, which is a worship style that is vacuous, that is connected to pop culture, so it's connected to consumerism and sales, and they have been marketed beyond belief, and they're looking for a genuine, authentic Christian worship experience where they finally shut up and God talks.
That's soundbite number four, Craig Parton, how evangelicals see Lutherans who imitate evangelicals. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. You've heard them. Now we want to hear from you with your votes for Issues Etc. of the Week. You can vote by giving us a call. And this break is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the 15th of April. It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Pastor Hans Feeney, Hillary Clinton calls abortion a difficult decision, and he responds. Or will it be soundbite number two? Dr. Al Culver, do gospel freedom and the two kingdoms teaching equal acceptance of homosexual marriage? Will it be soundbite number three? Dr. Greg Schultz, the comfort of pastoral care is Christ's own words. Or will it be soundbite number four? Craig Parton on how evangelicals see Lutherans who imitate evangelicals. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, thanks for waiting.
Hey, Pastor Wilkin. I wanted to vote for soundbite number four, Craig Parton.
Why is that?
Well, my wife and I are recent converts to conventional Lutheranism from American Evangelicalism, and Craig is spot on. I do not understand why some of us think that we need to imitate what American Evangelicalism is and buy into the whole church growth disaster. We spent 25, 30 years in that, and I got to tell you, the first time we went, we have just a wonderfully Orthodox Lutheran parish here. Our first service we went to with the liturgy, we were hooked. We knew we had found our home. And I can't tell, I just can't encourage my Lutheran brothers and sisters enough. Keep the faith and stay steadfast. We have what American Christians are looking for. Thanks.
Jeff, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Grand Rapids. Welcome to Lutheranism. Stacy in Windside, Nebraska says, I'm voting for Pastor Hans Feeney this week. He is on target. It is a point I have been trying to make with my liberal friends for some time. When it comes to a human life, how much do you want to kill it doesn't make it right, whether it is yet not yet born or 2 years old. If it's not a human life or just an unwanted growth, then there should be no problem with it whatsoever, and it can't be such a difficult decision. Stacy, thanks for listening in Nebraska. Becky listens in Florissant, Missouri. Becky says, my vote is for Craig Parton's words about Lutherans imitating evangelicals. Soundbite number 4. We have plenty of members at my church that came out of evangelicalism because our worship isn't centered around emotions and what we want to hear, but it's centered around Jesus Christ and his good news of forgiveness for us sinners. Why trade solid biblical worship and preaching for trendiness? Good question, Becky. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Melody listens in Charlottesville, Virginia. I vote for soundbite number 4. Again, Craig Parton. I'm a Baptist who is thirsty for liturgy, and Lutheranism is water to my parched soul. Melody, thank you very much for your vote as well. Gene in Maple Valley, Washington's voting for, she says he's having a hard time deciding between 1, 3, and 4. 1, thanks for keeping us up with Hillary's wrangles. 3, how can you lose using Christ's own words? 4, what enlightenment? Got to go with number 3, using Christ's own words. And thanks for having so much excellent programming. It's hard to choose. Anthony listens in South Carolina. My vote is for Craig Parton, soundbite number 4. What he said resonates so much with my experience. I was one of those looking for genuine Christianity. By God's grace, found it in a solid Lutheran church, Trinity Lutheran in Tyron, North Carolina, and he loves issues, etc. Thanks for listening in South Carolina, Anthony. Jan listens in Montebello, Illinois. When Dr. Greg Schultz says that genuine comfort of pastoral care comes from a person's comforting words, he is leaning to the world for comfort, just like the evangelical service, and not to God. What happens when a pastor leaves? Does the person in the hospital bed lean on the person's words? If this person is facing something very serious, where does the sick go for comfort? Faith is the assurance of what is hoped for. Bringing Christ to the sick and the lonely is assurance. Christ is the certainty of what we cannot see. Jan, thanks for listening in Illinois. Here's the winner, soundbite number 4, Craig Parton, how evangelicals see Lutherans who imitate evangelicals.
They are appealed to by the Reformation, and they are appealed to by basic Lutheran worship. And let me tell you, if you think you're going to attract them by being evangelical in worship style, they will smell you so fast, they will last about maybe one service and never come back. And you'll be sitting there going, why didn't they stay? Because they smell that you really wanted to be what they are leaving, which is a worship style that is vacuous, that is connected to pop culture, so it's connected to consumerism and sales, and they have been marketed beyond belief, and they're looking for a genuine, authentic Christian worship experience where they finally shut up and God talks.
That's soundbite number 4, the winner this week, Craig Parton, how evangelicals see Lutherans who imitate evangelicals. The LPR bundle package goes to Jeff in Grand Rapids. Jeff, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Folks, Issues Etc. is brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. They offer 50 online educational options. You can find out more at issuesetc.org. They will even waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES, Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin, online. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get a theological perspective on Pope Francis's encyclical on marriage and the family. Dr. Peter Scare of Concordia Theological Seminary will give it to us. And we'll discuss Martin Luther's antinomian theses with Dr. Roland Ziegler. We'll also talk with Pastor Timothy Carter, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The Executioner's Redemption, about his journey from executioner, literally executioner, to more than 150 executions, to Lutheran pastor. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month can be found on every page of our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and order The Executioner's Redemption for yourself, 1-800-325-3040. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.